morning, good morning, good morning. I want to thank all of you who were with me on my travels, who kept me safe, kept my mind focused, and enjoyed our little trip out of the state. And as always, I felt your presence as I was getting near. So, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You continue to show me the beauty of evolution, of us evolving to the point where we thrive for it. We want to see someone else. And my spiritual evolution and me now wanting to see the one that I care for, the one that I love and fear, all in the same breath to when she has hers. And when she realizes just how connected we are spiritually and what I have been dealing with. But it's fine, it's okay, it's a burden that I am more than willing to bear, even though I bitch and grime and complain about it constantly all the fucking time. It is still needed. It is still necessary. When I think back from my evolution, I never would imagine that I would make sure that if I'm going to be overnight anywhere, that I have my Bible with me. My Bible has a dust cloth cover, nice, pretty yellow and black, and then I have its own carrying case as well. I have no idea who the fuck this person is right now that is talking about this, because me, I don't remember the last time I touched the Bible. Let alone, I don't remember the last time I've been in a hotel that had a Bible. Or even checked if the fucking hotel had a Bible. I remember that used to be a big thing back, you know, in the 80s and 90s. But now, it's like irrelevant. But I have my own beautiful brown leather covered Bible that I make sure it's kept in good condition. If I will know that I will be out, I will not be back until the clock is more past fucking 12 a.m., my Bible goes with me. I don't feel right. I feel naked. Even if I am driving and coming back, it will be in the car. That is not me. I don't know who the fuck that motherfucker is. That is not how I roll. That is not how I grew up. I grew up trying to get as far as fuck away from the church and the Bible and the devil and hell and this and fire and brimstone and smoke. And now I'm sitting here every day reading into the Bible twice a day. It is one of my most respected books. This is not me. And I know it's funny, and at the same time it's confusing and it's like crazy, but who is this young man? Or who is this gentleman? I can't even say. Who is this gentleman? He talks about the Bible, but he curses. This is your respected book? And I correct myself. I use profanity. I apologize. The word is profanity. He's a sinner, a devil. He's been here. He communicates with those. He has done all of that. Yes, and all of that shit has, keyword has. The key fucking word is has. And when we stop and leave it at that, that's when our evolution can really and truly peak. I realized before I knew it that I was evolving, becoming more confident, more direct in my prayers, in my connection, in my beliefs. So when these emotions started coming up that was not right, that did not feel kosher, they weren't at home with me, I still let it because it's a process. It is a part of my evolution. I realized the fucking cold asshole son of a bitch I was back in the day. I remember that motherfucker. I remember the weaknesses and the things that when it came to, you know, sticking around for the children's sake or for injuries or sickness or something like that, instead of just cutting it and caring from afar. I remember all of those late nights and early mornings and all of those places. But for me to survive and go back and find the cause, find the root, go past what my initial thought was the problem, and able to talk about it, able to seal those words, to record those words, to be replayed forever and ever a day as long as they're recording, to know that my name will always and forever be associated with these words that describe me from the highest point to my lowest point to my confusion. My life has been done. It has been done over and over and over by our ancestors. We think that this is no, and that's what evolution, that's what evolving. You get out of that mental set that it is only me. And when you start to see someone take little steps, little by little, with the evolution, when it's certain words, especially with all the trauma and the pain and the hurt and the not truly understanding why you're feeling this way. Why is it so hard for you to let go? Why is it so hard for you to take that hand that is constantly reaching out, ready to grab you, ready to grab you tight and not let you go? When you're taking those little steps there, it is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing because your prayers have been getting through. My prayers have been getting through. My ancestors have been getting through to me. They have been reaching out to you. We already know that situation. but they have been reaching out to you, communicating, wearing down that armor of yours little by little. But that fear is still there, but it's all right. It's all right, because one day you will look back and this will be funny, truly funny, truly comical, a hearty har har, but at the same time, man, fuck you, shut the fuck up. That was then. But it's needed, it's necessary. All of these actions, whether we like it or not, are all a part of our test to show who we want to be. Where do we want to go? Do we give in to our selfish desires and impulses? Or do we stick it out? Do we fight it? Do we say whatever the fuck needs to be said? Do we leave it alone and just, okay, we said what you said, I said what I said? Do we not remember that this could be our last chance? Do we let ourselves go once and again? I know that is not something that I want. And it's not something that you want. And even though I am more direct in my words of telling you this, you say it in little ways. That's evolution. When we can talk about, you know, I guess it was there since then. And you're getting that confirmation and it's like, wow. I never would have thought that you would say that, or you would write that, or he would do that, or express that, or say something in a way that it cannot be misconstrued. Evolution, evolution, evolution. It doesn't always come fast, but it comes. I'm sorry. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. But you know what I meant. As I said. This evolution to where I can sit there and boldly express these feelings. I can look back and be like, I told someone. I told a woman I've known for years that I love her within a month and a half. And not only that, when asked, she said she believed. If that's not motherfucking evolution, if that is not somebody evolving, is that somebody not letting themselves accept a little at a time? That's a beautiful thing to see. That stills you. That stills your heart. That stills your mind, your patience, because you can be so upset, so angry, so frustrated, so hurt at the same time. But then you're like, damn, they are trying. I know it's hard for them. I'll vent to myself. I'll vent to my fucking recordings. I'll vent till the fucking moon comes on. But I know they are trying. I know because of that connection, because of actually evaluating and looking at their lives and my lives and how I play my part in it and the things that could have been, well, you know, should have, would have, could have. Or more of the things that if I have a chance, if I get an opportunity, I will not do that. I will not say nothing. I will let this be known. I will let it be confirmed. I will make it to where you understand what I am saying, how I am feeling, and I am not talking about through violence. I'm talking about not having nothing being regretted. When we get to those stages of evolving more and more, and as we go back through our own childhood up until our current, and we compare ourselves, you cannot help but notice some type of evolution. We all have those people that we regret. There are some who don't know, who aren't able to encourage that person to be more, to be greater. Give a fuck if you're better than me. I want you to. A fucking thought came to me that I fucking blew my motherfucking mind that I thought this way in the terms of another human being. What I thought in the terms of that woman was that I know that I will go before her. That is, I know this. Don't ask me how I know. I just know. We know this. But I want, when I leave, for her to be even stronger. That way I know that she can stand on her own. That is my mission. That is my duty from here on out. I don't know what the fuck kind of shit am I on to think that way. But it felt so good. It felt so right. It felt like, yes, that right there, that is what I need to make sure I accomplish before I close my eyes and take my last final breath. If that is not proof of someone evolving, you are thinking so far into the future. You are already taking the steps. You are reaching a new level of maturity. This is past that I want to be a grandparent and have grandchildren. you want that spouse, that mate, that loved one to be more than all right, more than steady to lead the charge going forward. Because that is another part of your evolution. You're evolving. You're making sure that once you're gone, she can stay that fight. She can stay that course. And your children's, like, ancestral prayers. We heal our ancestors and stop this from directly proceeding with our bloodline. And that is a most glorious thing to know, that this is how you can do it. You found out what that final thing is. That final thing is so you do not fear death. You do not fear passing on. Whenever that time happens, it will come. I can't even believe I'm saying that shit, because we're all supposed to fear death. Death is supposed to be the end all be all, and oh, it's bad, never know. And we all get those little fleeting moments of it, but that perception to me is, I don't even know how to fucking describe it. I don't know how to describe it no more. But I know that I will be at peace when I watch her evolve day by day and week and month and years to where I will not recognize her. I will not recognize this beautiful woman before me who has become my goddess, a pure, pure hell on earth for anyone who crosses her path or our children. Yes, yes, yes. That is some thinking. It's not a mere, I want to put away some funds for my children to be okay. I've already spoken on my children. What I have to fix, improvements, new ideas. But not once have I spoken of a mate like this. That my mind is at that point where I'm okay with dying. I know before I go and during this spiritual journey that we are going on, to never leave, to never leave doubt, to never lose focus on what is the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to evolve and continue to evolve and let this woman be nourished to where when she spreads her wings, those beautiful wings, I can sit there and just smile, be lost in that look, in that glow, in that shine in her eyes, and feel totally at peace. To be alive and feel like you have died and gone to heaven. To look at someone and listen as they talk with such conviction. And you want to cry. You want to cry because you see just how beautiful this diamond has become. You sit there and you cannot help but want to turn, because you don't want them to see you cry. Because you know you can't hold it in. You know you can't hold it in, because it is a day that you have been waiting for, patiently, painstakingly, crying to yourself at night. Waiting to see this real life angel that your ancestors have brought before you. Cast off that final tie. And when it unravels and falls to the ground, and she stretches her shoulders a little bit, rotates them once, backwards, twice, three times, and those wings expand, and that beauty. Please don't let me cry too much. Please just let it be a couple of tears. Don't make my nose run. I don't want to look too pitiful. I don't want to look too bad, but that only means that she is about ready to go even higher. She got her wings back there, both in working condition. And now she's about to test them out. And she know me, her safety net is there. I'm there. So if she falls, trips, get a little boo-boo, I'll be there to kiss it and band-aid it and let it get all right. So when she starts to leave the ground and get a little shaky, like, I'm here. You will always have this stable perch to land on. We are side by side. We are together. And to be able to say that and don't see it as, oh, I'm fucking, am I stalking this motherfucker? Am I creepy? No. This is all love. This is all love in its purest form, because it is vocalizing. It is saying what is going on, your mind, your thoughts, and coming up with solutions and figuring shit out. So, all of this, all of these prayers, all of these thoughts, all of these mentions have just been an evolving effect that trickles down to those who you pass by here and there. And I understand the other tasks at hand, and I know it's a part I don't particularly feel comfortable, but I felt something that day, and it's not, and it hasn't left me hearing the words, so, well, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. So, this mighty praise, evolving in evolution. Because that is what we did, ancestors, from years and years and years and years to get to where we are now, to where we have a wider concept. And now that we can be free, we are only stopping ourselves from evolving. We are still letting ourselves be shackled by other types of slavery. Now, I'm not going to mention, but there are. We have to find out what we, our own personal selves, are letting ourselves be shackled down by. I think I've gone through a bunch of mine. Yeah. I'm shaking my leg, and I'm not hearing no clink, 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 clink. But continue to watch out, continue to feed me, fill me with your guidance, your intuition. Desire you to proceed accordingly. It's not like I have a choice, but, you know. Thank you. Amen.